Okay, I'd like to call together the Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting for Thursday, February 28th. It is 6:03, a little problems with the recording system, so we'll see how this goes. Mr. Deedle, will you take the roll?
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Member Shore?
Here.
Member Knipple?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Member Ruffing?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. Approval of the minutes. Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes from the January 31st, 2019 meeting.
Talk right into your mic there, Fred.
It's got to be real close.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have motion and second to approve minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries. We approve the minutes for January 31st. Citizen comment period, please note we may need to limit that. I'll try to be as flexible as I can with the residents, allowing you to speak as much as you like. So is there any citizens who would wish to step up the mic? Please state your name and address for the record.
I don't know if this is going to work. Jill Erickson.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. John, can you help her out with it?
I'm a helper.
I'm not a short girl thing. I'm a sturdy girl.
I think I turned it off.
Okay. Is it because it's
feedback? We can hear you.
Or I can project really loudly.
All right.
We can hear you over the speaker. I'll try this.
Try it.
My husband says he can hear me. Jill Erickson, 8016 South 60th Street. I'm here to comment specifically regarding Agenda Item 5, Sub A, Sub 1, regarding information updates for the city's website and informational pamphlet. I attended the last QMC Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting January 31st. I thought these, and the city council meeting following that, and these items have unfortunately not been addressed as directed to the staff and council. The website has not been updated, and following that, then a newsletter article was to be published with information, updated, accurate information about the quarry. Well, something went into the newsletter all right, but through the extreme buzzing of last Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting audio, you can hear Alderwoman Wilhelm proceed and make edits throughout this document, none of them reflected in the printed version. I am so frustrated. Why did we all sit here and listen to that line by line edits be made to this to be accurate? How did this happen? I mean, this is like maddening. It is maddening. So it's very frustrating to me to see now that the newsletter contains inaccurate information, does not reflect the changes made by the Quarry Monitoring Committee. How does this stuff happen? And secondly, sub D, I think we all are getting pretty darn frustrated about the transparency of being able to access these meetings and the content with this crappy audio. Somehow, the council should be able to address through its administrative support, tech commission, whatever it is, they should be able to fix this. This is ridiculous. People want to be able to go online and listen to this. It almost just feels like we're being not just ignored, but almost purposely shut out of the process here. I'd like to see that dealt with. I think I've taken enough time. There probably are other comments.
Thank you. And I will address the pamphlet as the item comes up.
Okay.
Lon Arfston, 8161 South 59th Street. I started coming to these meetings in November, I believe. I've reiterated every meeting I've attended, and I came to the city council meeting, and I've actually filed a city complaint concerning the PDD 23 regarding the fact that Payne and Dolan is required by the ordinance to give a monthly report of all blasts to the fire departments. I've never gotten an answer of why that's not happening. Nobody seems to have any idea why it happened. I've not gotten an answer out of the planning department on two of my issues, and I've not heard since February 13th of the complaint to the city that the ordinance is being ignored. Now, my question to you would be, and I will address this at the council meeting, what is an ordinance worth if it can't be applied and monitored and required? How many times over, I understand this situation with the Payne and Dolan not reporting the monthly records of the blast to the fire departments goes back to 2010. So they've been out of compliance of that ordinance for 9 years monthly. If we had applied an ordinance requirement for failure to comply, what would that amount to in dollars? Could we even get them to understand that they made an agreement? I don't care why it happened. I've been told that the Vulcan had this and this happened that, and Payne and Dolan came along, and all of a sudden now this just dropped out. And I can't get an answer from any, and particularly the planning department that's been approached personally. And I've been told categorically, a quote, it doesn't happen and doesn't exist any longer. And here I stand again after filing a city complaint to his office that never got a response as of February 13th. She's frustrated. I'm frustrated. We're becoming to come to the conclusion that there's something going on here that we shouldn't be allowed to determine or get involved in, because it doesn't make sense. You got meetings that don't, audios don't work. You got people being shut out of getting information, and you don't respond and get things done. We updated the website, and you put in a picture that's out of date and doesn't meet the orthophoto qualification of being a legitimate aerial photo for certifiability. So we still don't have a certifiable orthophoto in the quarry minutes and anywhere in anybody's possession. I've been told that the quarry ortho photo is to be done every year. Has Payne and Dolan done one this year for 2018? Did you do an ortho plint for 2018? Have you submitted that to the city?
Lon, I did receive a photo, and that is the one.
It's inaccurate, and it's not updated, and it's not an ortho.
All right, that is the one that we received.
It doesn't matter.
That's the one that's
up there. It still doesn't qualify according to the Payne and Dolan. It's not a legal certified document. So you can get all the photos you want, but if it's not certified by them, then it's an ortho-approved certified aerial, it's worthless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bruce Demetrius, 6024 West Allwood Drive. Don't have a specific comment, but I've attended these meetings quite often. I missed last month, and I hear the same things coming up over and over and over and over and over, and nothing's done. When is Payne and Dolan or this committee or the Common Council going to address the concerns of the citizens? I'm sick and tired of coming and hearing the same things with no resolution. And that's all I have to say.
And I'll reiterate the way the process goes. We make a recommendation to the council. We've made a recommendation to the council.
Alderman, all due respect.
Yeah, I know.
It's like beating your head against the wall.
I get it.
It feels so good when you stop.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of it, and I'm not blaming you or this committee.
Yeah.
But it's all double talk to me. Nobody wants to address problems. Nobody wants to address issues. And everybody is passing the buck.
Well, don't say no one, because I've worked my tail off.
I understand. I preface that saying it's not you.
Yeah.
I'm just sick and tired of coming to this meeting and the common council meetings and hearing the same stuff that becomes white noise eventually.
Well, one of my thoughts is, how about every alderman has to take a turn sitting on this committee?
Because it's not going
to
change.
Well, it might change if they know that they have to address the constituent directly, because right now there is a lot of passing the buck off. And I realize...
Citywide.
She's out of order.
I'm sorry, I have the floor. Your chance to have a say is behind the citizen who's properly seated at the microphone.
I'll answer his question.
And I appreciate Alderman Nelson has gotten involved, so now you can have takes four votes to get something passed. You got three people here at least listening. That's probably more than you've had.
People listen all the time, but there's no action. And I understand that you're probably just as frustrated, Mike is probably just as frustrated as I am, but I'm sick and tired of hearing nothing come out of these meetings. It's the same garbage. You just keep regurgitating the same stuff and there's no resolution. And that's all I have to say.
Well, we do have the items that were taken to the council. There was action on some of them. The next ones are coming up in March, so there will be a council meeting for the items. The rest of the ones that did not get addressed are coming on, I believe, the second meeting in March, which is the... Mr. Deedle, do you know what meeting that is?
21st? Oh, there's calendar.
March 29th.
March 19th.
March 19th. The item should be on the agenda.
Frustrated. I'm just really frustrated with the inability of anybody to do anything. Period.
Well, the actions should take place on March 19th. So that's...
I hate to interrupt, but don't March anybody 29th. Notice the buzz is going on now and this recording is corrupted?
I can turn it down, but I don't know if it'll work
well,
again. The main volume, though, so this one out here.
Still there.
Go ahead.
Jeff Klinkowitz, 8088 South 57th Street. I guess I want to take a new approach because all my other approaches have failed. What do I do this year if there's a blast that shakes my home enough that I want to lodge a complaint? What different do I do this year that I didn't do last year? I have addressed to my aldermen many times. Last year when I complained numerous times about specific blasts that shake my home enough, rattle the windows, you fill out the complaint form on the city website, there's a box to check, do you want to be contacted by the city, do you want to be contacted by the quarry? I've had zero callbacks from the quarry last year with my complaints. So what different... What different steps do I take this year? What was solved between October 1st and today's date?
Well, on my way here, I got a call from someone with a complaint. Said they had put in several complaints on an issue. And I said, I have gotten no follow-up. We used to, as council members, you remember, we used to all get copies of all complaints. We no longer are getting those. The mayor has pretty much placed staff on last priority to handle complaints. Now, that works all great for staff, but for aldermen who represent you, it makes us not be able to get anything done. And there is a little difference in the quarry complaint process. The typical complaint process is supposed to go like this. You fill out a complaint. It gets routed to the city department. The city department, then they decide if there's a violation. If they have to go out there, they look at the violation. If there's a violation, they send a letter saying you have X amount of time to fix it. If they don't fix it, they can take them to court. That process has been eliminated by this opposite quarry complaint form where it just goes to the planning department or to the quarry, and so it doesn't get the same scrutiny. not only that, even the complaints that are being made aren't getting any attention. So the priority has to be, so I should finish up. So I went right from my house, trying to get off the phone to that, over to the Landmark Credit Union business opening, and I talked to the mayor, and he said, well, I'm getting all complaints. I'm like, well, great. How about passing them on to the alderman so we know about them? Or how about having some action on them? So the only person who's getting all the complaints right now is our mayor. And I think that with, you know, a couple aldermen here, maybe we can hopefully get copies of those so we can address our citizens' complaints. That would be a great place to start. But I kind of get the feeling like the Cori process was kind of set up to sort of eliminate the typical process on how a complaint goes through. Because I don't see it being handled the same way as a regular ordinance complaint. And I'm not sure that I'm agreeing with that at this point, because obviously they're not getting addressed. But of course, like I'm saying, the other ones aren't getting addressed either. But at least there is some tracking where they're supposed to at least check it out and send out a letter. So I think the council should take up getting these complaints again. And maybe you can consider sending your complaints in through the alternative process, through the regular ordinance violations. Maybe it would follow a different path. Maybe Mr. Deedle can speak to that. He's busy writing everything down so he can pass that on. So I'm going to get in trouble over everything I just told you.
And specifically on the city website, the box where if you want to be contacted by the Cori, since I've never been contacted by the Cori on any of my complaints, that box probably should be omitted because it's useless. That box on the city website, on the city website Cori complaint form, that box, when a resident checks it and doesn't get a call back, that leads to more frustration. That box should just be omitted because they've never called me, never, zero. I think that leads, that's just one source of our resident frustration. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Deedle, could you give a little background and on your process with complaint forms?
The complaint process was created through a policy by the Common Council. It's been talked about in the 13 years I've been here. It's been on the council agenda twice. The council...
The regular one or the Cori one?
I'll start with the regular one.
Okay.
So it's the regular process for all complaints except the Cori. That process as a policy was approved by the council two different times in the 13 years that I've been here. That process is that all complaints are filed with the clerk's office. The clerk distributes them to whichever departments they determine are impacted. That department looks at the complaint first, verify that it is some regulation administered by that department. Then they look into that matter. If staff determines that there appears to be a violation letter is sent. The timing on that process varies. As Alderwoman Wilhelm noted, and the council had agreed, unless it's immediate health or safety, complaints can be the lowest priority of projects that staff works on. So that process to review the complaint, verify the complaint, send out the letter, can take anywhere from a couple days to a couple months. That letter goes out to the property owner. They have time to respond. The information is provided back to staff. The correspondence is CC'd to the alderman of the district. But if there's phone calls, site visits, somebody comes to the counter, that is not. Staff then makes a determination at some point if the applicant is no longer seriously trying to solve the complaint. We issue a citation.
A citation is not part of the Cori process.
Correct.
So that's the difference when you file the Cori complaint versus a regular citizen complaint. So, you know, the light bulb on this didn't click on to me until, like, you know, when we were talking about this. So,
if I could explain about the quarry complaint process, because I don't want to mislead anybody. If you send a complaint about the quarry through the regular process, it's still going to end up in the complaint process for the quarries.
Well, I have never gotten any complaints. I would swear it's been way over a year since I've gotten any complaints from my district. Nothing. No follow-ups, no phone forms, nothing about quarry complaints, regular complaints. And the constituent that had me tied up on the phone tonight as I'm trying to get out the door for a meeting told me she's filed, she said at least three times. So
for the quarry complaints, the process is I provide a summary of the complaints at the end of every quarry monitoring committee meeting. If any member of the committee would want more details, all they had to do was ask me. Since the last quarry monitoring committee, all of the committee members have been provided that website of Stantec's where that spreadsheet is. That has all the complaints. Again, that process to get that data in there will probably take anywhere from a few days to a few weeks, not a few months. Mm-hmm. So since the last quarry monitoring committee meeting, that information, that website location is available to all the committee members. And I provide a summary of all the complaints at the end of every meeting.
It still has a different process.
It is a different process, yes.
Where it doesn't end up, there's no file up to say, is there an actual violation of an ordinance?
And this process was created by the Quarry Monitoring Committee to a certain extent, way at the beginning when we were created. So some of that is a holdover from the prior time, before
right.
my time. And then so it was tweaked by the very first version of this committee
but
12 years ago.
I remember when we tweaked it because Jill helped with tweaking all of that information. And I never knew at the time that it never was seriously followed through by ordinance, through letter, by violation, by court if you don't respond. I never knew it never followed that process. So,
well, for the quarry ones, I'm the one who reviews the quarry complaints. And I've always determined that there was, except for that one a couple years ago, no violations.